We are recording.
Okay. Well, it's a brave new world, commissioners. It's really good to see your faces. I'm going to go ahead and read my intro statement like I always do. So I'll just start with that. Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for May 11th, 2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Landmarks Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Tim Heron.
Thank you. And the members of the commission here today are, if everyone can unmute and go ahead and say your name, maybe just in order of, you know, the order that we're all showing up on the screen.
Derek Spears.
Ernestina Fremayor.
Annie Mahoney.
Maya Fokey.
Andrew Smith.
Matthew Roman.
And Kristen Miner. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. I think I'm reading this should actually be historic districts. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the Landmarks Commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it is subject to rebuttal. So given that our agenda today doesn't include any cases, but only some items of interest and a briefing, it's unlikely, but if anyone has anything to declare, please do. Okay, seeing nothing, I'm going to ask Hillary to go ahead and start with some items of interest.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome everybody. This is our new normal, and there will probably be some aspect of this going into the future when we are allowed to go back into the building. We talked about that a little bit over the past couple of weeks, so just try to get used to it. In terms of items of interest, I just looking at the agenda, I wanted to note that there are DAR comments due tomorrow by 4:30 for the Anna Lewis Mann House. So if you haven't submitted your comments to Tanya Paglia, make sure you do that by tomorrow at 4:30 so she can coordinate those. If you have any comments about the general DAR notes only process that we're doing, feel free to send those my way so that I can discuss them with staff and we can try to figure out improvements. It looks like on the Landmarks Commission agenda, we don't have as many large projects as the Design Commission, so we might be able to accommodate actual DARs virtually. Rather than doing this notes-only process, but just in case the agenda fills up and we have to continue this, your comments on how to improve it would be appreciated. So in terms of things that I wanted to talk about with regard to items of interest, wanted to talk about the State of the City presentation, which is coming up on May 20th at 9:45 a.m. It would be great if everybody could attend virtually for that so that you could be acknowledged and by City Council. They'd like to see your faces and express their appreciation. Also, it'd be great to hear what they have to say in response to the presentation, which I believe Kristen is going to present. We're working on that together right now. One of the things that we want to talk about today is just how our messaging might be changing a little bit from when that was published a few months ago to now, just because of the situation that everybody is in, realizing that resources are definitely not going to be as abundant if they ever were abundant. So talking about what our biggest priorities are, acknowledging that there's probably gonna be a funding shortage and what we wanna speak to them about. So I figured we can take like 15 minutes to talk about that. And then we also have Central City 2035 is going back to City Council. It was remanded, and so they are proposing to adopt new code language, which I haven't seen it yet. Perhaps Brandon could speak to what that's actually going to say with new findings. But that's May 28th, and so we'd like to have somebody volunteer to provide testimony on that date. Could go back to previous letters that the commission has written just for information on what to say about that. And then also on June 3rd, the Residential Infill Project is going back to City Council, and that would be with some amendments. And I believe that that was supposed to be originally heard back in March also. And so those have been out for a while. I can send those out to you again. And I already promised Kristen and Maya that I would review those over the next week and come back to you on the 18th with some comments about how they've responded to what you've said previously. What they're proposing, and give you direction basically on what you might want to speak to if somebody wanted to go and provide testimony on June 3rd. They're also accepting written testimony on that for an additional week before they vote. So those are sort of like the major two items of interest I wanted to talk about, besides just having everybody together and, you know, talking about how we're adjusting to working from home and saying hi since we haven't all seen each other for a couple months now. And then after that, Brandon, he can participate in that first part too, but then he'll give a short briefing on HRCP. So those are my two cents.
Hillary, this is Commissioner Kristen Miner, and I'm just so everyone knows, I'm introducing myself before I speak because I know Laura's trying out closed captioning, you know, because we definitely want to get that going in our meetings. And so it's a good idea to try to do that before you say something, just speak, you know, who's speaking. Anyway, before I forget what I was going to say, Hillary, I was going to ask about the second part of the DAR process. So we all responded, I think, to two or even, you know, maybe one of them is still due today, but we've had two DAs respond, you know, that we could have responded to. And I think we're expecting to see something back, you know, at least from that first one pretty soon, right? And then we all get one last opportunity to kind of weigh in and, you know, make sure that we read all the comments that others had, and then we send it back to staff for, you know, for staff to collate, right?
Yeah. So the other DAR that you already responded to, those notes were due on the 5th. And so I believe Stacy is bringing all those notes together and going to send them out to you for review like we typically do. But since you guys didn't have that in the room deliberation, I believe what she's going to do is indicate who said what so that you can see what your fellow commissioners said. A lot of times you guys don't always agree on everything, so it'd be interesting to see that. And then you would have the opportunity to clarify some of your comments or say if you agreed with some comments from your fellow commissioners. So I believe that she is getting that ready to send out maybe tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds great. And then the other thing, I don't think we have to necessarily decide today about, you know, who, if there's anyone willing to spearhead a letter, you know, for either the upcoming Central City or the RIP. I'm certainly willing to take one of those or maybe just do the testimony part or whatever it is. But, you know, think about that and maybe the next hearing, which is in just 1 week, you know, could offer if any of you are willing to take that on. Awesome.
This is Hillary. So I could send out your previous letters to the entire commission. If somebody wants to volunteer, you can reply just to me and I can let the rest of the commission know. But I feel like a good portion of it could be copy and paste from things you previously said. We should have some idea of what the letter is going to say by May 18th, which is next week, because they will be hearing that item on May 28th, and you don't have another hearing after the 18th for that. You do have a hearing on June 1st, so you could talk about RIP on that day, because that hearing would be June 3rd.
Well, anyone speak up? How are you doing?
This is Commissioner Mahoney. Hi, everybody. for the RIP letter, since that was, we wrote something and submitted something already, didn't we, for that? So it would just be kind of revisiting that letter.
I do think we would want to focus a little bit on, I think they're in the amendments phase. And so, yes, we'd want to sort of just summarize what we said before maybe, but also reply specifically to the amendments. And so once Hillary sends that out, we can all get a little bit more familiar about what's on the table.
Okay. I mean, I think my memory, I feel like it was years ago.
It was.
And I think I helped. You and I worked on it together. Was that RIP? Or was it something else? Anyway, so I could, I'd be happy to move that forward. Take that on.
And it sounds like this really quick comment was, it sounds like Cara was saying that she wasn't entirely clear, but it sounded like there's potentially an opportunity at that hearing to have some sway in the sense that one of the commissioners could actually add an amendment at that hearing. Is that right? So if we get a specific comment in that we're really adamant about, it sounds like there is an opportunity if there's a deal breaker in there that we wanted to comment on or two. So that was something but Hillary, you're going to review all of these amendments and compare them to our letter. And then anyway, all that to say, it sounds like we really have to drive home a couple things because, you know, at that point they're voting, but there is a chance that they can make some changes, but we wouldn't want to inundate them with a whole bunch of stuff because they're not going to change everything. Maybe one thing, two or three.
Would say that's true. I wouldn't count on the potential for them to add new amendments because, I mean, just because the process has been going on for a while, and I think they're eager to wrap it up, but it's always a possibility.
So really, I guess ultimately this is more of a formality just because it's if it hasn't gotten into the amendments, most likely it's a very slim chance that we'll get something last minute, but there is a chance, right? Is that what you're saying?
Hillary, I guess that's what I'm saying.
If it's okay, Chairminder, this is Brandon Spencer-Hardo with Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I might just offer a quick bit of guidance on that.
Go ahead.
So Commissioner Foti is asking a good question, and essentially what the hearing the first week of June is considering are the amendments that city council offices have put on the table to the base residential infill project proposal. Certainly they may be swayed by other items that are brought up at that hearing, but their charge really is those amendments that are on the table that have been put there by other by their fellow commissioners. There is one amendment specifically about demolition of historic resources, primarily focused on the conservation districts in North Northeast Portland. And so there is one amendment that Commissioner Fritz's office has put on the table about designated historic resources and a proposal to limit the amount of redevelopment potential of those sites through the residential infill project. So there's one specific preservation piece. There's a number of other proposals on the table about additional housing units for affordability and some design standards that are being contemplated. So primarily that's what council is looking for testimony on. Not to say there couldn't be other items brought up, but that really is their charge at that next hearing.
Well, in any case, I'm happy to, you know, be another ear. So Annie, if you're still willing to spearhead it, I certainly can participate. And we can bounce ideas off Hillary as well. Anybody else want to just say hi?
I am here to say hello, and I pulled up the amendments. They're pretty readily accessible on the internet, so I will take a look. I have not admittedly paid much attention other than to read about RIP in the newspaper, but it looks like this was a March 9th, 2020 document. And regarding the Central City 2035, if we don't know what the new code language is, it's hard to sort of, I don't know what to offer at this point. So it seems like that's really a quick turnaround if they're going to do that May 28th. And we don't have the code language yet. So it seems like an odd timeline. But I hope you guys are all doing well. It's a lot of work being on the Landmarks Commission, but I do enjoy seeing you guys when we can get together. So it's sort of sad that we're all digitally looking at each other now. But and I can only see a few of you at a time. I have to rotate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anyway, I think we all have to get used to, different settings, and how to see everyone. And just to respond to what you noted, Commissioner Roman, I don't think there's anything new on the table. I feel like I need to refamiliarize myself with some of, Central City, but ultimately my understanding is it got remanded, and basically what they're doing is just adding some sort of, background justification language and not really changing anything that's on the table in terms of, heights or any of that. So again, we have prior responses that we can fall back on and, you know, begin to use those to inform our new letter, but that's my understanding.
Well, I will admit that a lot of this has been out of my mind for a while. I haven't given it a lot of thought recently. So if we have previous letters that you can email out, Hillary, I'd love to look through them again. And I can at least add comments to you, and you can see that they get to the right person redrafting.
I will do that.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can do specifically, Chair Minor? I mean, do you have any requests of me to do something in specific other than I'll try to make the Zoom. I presume we'll get an invite to the City Council's Zoom meeting.
Yeah, state of the city would be really important. And then, you know, in terms of testimony, you know, and who can come to the, you know, the two code issue hearings. I guess it's like, it's really stacking up. Like we have one, you know, 3 weeks in a row, right? So first will be our state of the city, and then Central City, and then RIP. So anyway, let me know if you are available. Hillary, if you could just maybe send out the time certains on those so that people can really check their schedule. I think are they both on Wednesdays?
I'll check that in a second. This is great. So for the May 20th state of the city, you should all be invited as panelists. I believe that's what I was told. Sorry, there's a loud truck outside. But so you should get a unique invite to the May 20th state of the city for Central City 2035 and for RIP. You would only be testifiers, so you would probably have to go on to the city council agenda and register to testify. I can check in to see if you could be invited testimony like you have been for prior city council hearings. And I can see if you could get invited as a panelist that way. But otherwise, you would just go on to the agenda and register as a testifier. But I can also, I will check the agendas and let you all know the exact times. I know that Central City 2035, actually both of them weren't on the agenda when I just looked about an hour ago. I just know that those are the days that they are targeting.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add right now before we turn it over to Brandon for a briefing? Hillary?
I do want to just hear what people have to say about the state of the city as we're creating the presentation before that gets wrapped up. If you have any thoughts about what you think are the most important pieces of your previous messaging, or maybe even some things that weren't included in the report that you want to advance to City Council. Like this is truly like our one opportunity to get in front of them where they're solely focused on this issue. And so if you have a message for City Council that you would like to be conveyed as part of the presentation, I would like to discuss that now, but also thinking back to what was in the report, what are the things that you definitely want to promote in that presentation? We ask for HRI budget money every year. It's probably not very likely that we would get it this year just because of the shortfall that's projected. So we've talked about, just Kristen and I have talked about, you know, continuing that message of an annual allotment for HRI and why that's important, recognizing that this is a unique year. But any other suggestions that you all have about what you want your message to be on the 20th, please speak up.
This is Commissioner Foti. I have to refresh my memory. I haven't looked at our report. But can you give us for me personally at least, just a deadline by when we can send you in the next end of day today? I don't know, Wednesday, just so I have a chance to refresh my memory.
I mean, we could schedule a few minutes on May 18th to talk about this again. That is pretty short notice to get it into the PowerPoint if there was a particular slide.
I'll do that before then. I just wanted to review it, and if there's something that I thought would be important for me to highlight personally, I just send it on, I don't know, by Wednesday. Would that be okay, just to get it into the presentation?
Sure. I was just talking about it now together as the group gets it on the record as to what we want our messaging to be. And we could do that on the 18th, following what you send.
Okay.
Our biggest issues that we highlighted in the report were affordability, equity, and sustainability, and preservation's role in all of those, preservation/rehabilitation. What that practice's role is in those things towards advancing our goals. So I think that's a message that we still want to continue. And Kristen and I have talked a little bit about, you know, now that we have this pandemic emergency going on, does preservation have a role to play in that? I think it does, just in terms of housing affordability and sustainability. So, as well as equity. So just trying to jog your brains a little bit.
This is Commissioner Derek Spears. I think to your point, Kristen and I talked about this. We've also talked with Brandon because I've been doing a lot of back and forth conversations with San Antonio and San Francisco and some of the things they were doing. And I asked San Antonio because they've taken they've done some additional certifications out there for like legacy businesses and designations they did for their city. And what they find right now is that they actually set up a separate fund when they first started this for those businesses. And those businesses are actually able to tap into that fund now due to COVID, which was something they didn't initially see. But now this is helping some of those businesses keep their doors open or keep things going. And I think one of the biggest things they wanted is to be able to find more money in the city. So on the equity piece, I think it was one of the things I talked about earlier this year was a lot of what I've seen through historic stuff has been tied to ownership of things. And then, you know, what we say the city's doing is going more into cultural living heritage and things that ties back into businesses that have been around for a long time that can take a substantial hit during a time like this, just like any other business. But how do we make sure that we keep a focus on keeping those places, which are just as crucial to the neighborhoods as we do with a, you know, longstanding building that is there? So I think that's one of those areas where we continue to blend on that equity messaging on making sure that we're not just focusing on the brick and mortar places, but also things that are important to what Portland stands for, what our communities stand for, how we have all of our areas set up. So, you know, that was part of my inclusion in all of this.
Thank you.
And hello, everyone. I miss you all.
I'll add one thing. I think that was well said. This is Commissioner Roman. You know, a lot of our cultural institutions and nonprofits are suffering right now too. And there's some local ones that, you know, had tours planned that didn't happen. And it might be a time to remind the city council, you know, that there's a lot of need out there. It's not, you know, it's not just the buildings as Commissioner Spears was just saying, but there's institutions, and it was happening before the pandemic. We were losing some of it, but it, you know, it's sad to see this accelerated. So I don't know what city council can do to solve that problem, but you think about legacy businesses that go out of business that were in historic buildings, that those buildings now don't have potential occupants, and that just causes further decline. So anyway, it's a lot to worry about, I guess. nuding.
Thank you. Yeah, we've talked a little bit about, this is Hillary. we've talked a little bit about, you know, the sort of marriage between preservation and affordable housing and how with fewer resources for the city to invest in affordable housing, it could make smarter sense to invest the few resources that they do have in older buildings where there are potentially more funding. Supplemental funding opportunities rather than building new construction, which is always more expensive. Also the points about rehabilitation work, keeping more money within the local community because more of that money goes to labor and people that might be out of work right now rather than going out of the community to pay for materials that are brought in. And so how it could be used to leverage the few resources that we have to meet some of our most pressing needs. It's not necessarily about the buildings, it's about how do we keep our community afloat with the few resources we have.
This is Kristen. I think all of these are really good comments, and they fall at a good time because, you know, I've just over the last couple of days started putting together a PowerPoint, so I really appreciate these comments. Okay, Hillary, have you heard what you were looking for, you know, in terms of feedback on state of the city for now?
This is Hillary. Sure. Silence is consent. So, and I can see head nods, and it's being recorded, so we can, you know, we can finally pick up head nods. We'll work on the presentation. If you have any additional thoughts, send them my way, because the 18th, next Monday, that will be our last opportunity to discuss this at all with regard to what might be spoken at City Council. I imagine that the PowerPoint will be wrapped up by then. If it is, we can send it out to you. We do have a few invited testifiers. That would be Kimberly Moreland, who worked on the African American multiple property nomination with Brandon. Paul Schwer, who he'll be speaking about the PAE building. And Brian Emmerich, who I think is generally going to be speaking about seismic rehabilitation, preservation, how it's more valuable than demolition, specifically in parts of town like Chinatown. He rehabbed the Overland Warehouse, which was really falling apart down there a few years ago, and brought it back to new life. So those are our three confirmed testifiers. Paul and Brian both asked to include some slides during their speaking portion, so we'll probably tack on their slides to the end of Kristen's PowerPoint, just for the ease of the document with City Council and the presentation flow. So, FYI. But I think that's it with regard to items of interest. I'll try to get out as much information I can regarding Central City 2035 and RIP to you. Hopefully you won't be overwhelmed because you actually have a big day next week. So, yeah.
And I did see just before logging on here today that we just received an agenda listing for next week. So I know that we're all going to receive either a physical packet or we can click on those links and start familiarizing ourselves. It will be a little challenging, I think, to do, to just get used to the protocols and the process for doing this online, with actual testifiers and applicants, but we can do this. Okay, so nothing else? Commissioner Fuenmayor?
Well, I just, Commissioner Fuenmayor here, I just want to say that I probably won't be able to be in the next week hearing this other matter, since it's in a non-easy time for me. Okay? And if I will, I don't know if it will be possible to get maybe a PDF of what the presentation will be. I could use a quick PDF printed in during this week so we can kind of make some comments about it. That will be a good way for me to figure out what you guys are going to talk on the city council. That will be good.
This is Kristen. Yeah, I think we can definitely share a draft PDF for everyone. That Hillary, there's no reason why we can't share that with everyone, right? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Just as always, I would suggest not to reply at all.
Okay. Okay. We will move on then from items.